welcome back to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about the 312 launch party, and we chat about the craziness on St. Patrick's Day. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
Yeah, it's good to be back. We're drinking some tasty brews here and talking about drinking.
Yeah, man. A lot of stuff going on. So this is like this week in Chicago beer, basically.
You know?
Talk about last week, talk about next week.
So it's very timely, so you don't have to worry if you've missed past episodes because it's done and gone. You want to listen to the newest one right now. Don't worry about the archives. Unless you want to hear us babble on and get drunk.
Which happens a lot on this show. Enjoy Chicago Beer Pass fresh.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this week, as usual, we're drinking Chicago beer. And today we have the Ale Syndicate Sunday Session.
Yeah. So I like they went with the classic like 1950s font on this, right?
And the little short guy bottles.
It's pretty.
So Ale Syndicate, these bottles, just they're like the newest bottles. You mentioned a couple weeks ago you went to their launch party for their packaged goods, right?
Yeah, their bottle launch party at the library downtown in the financial district, which is basically just like a library that sits at the top of like an office building.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Sunday Session, it's a hopped up pale ale. I think it's like around, yeah, it's 4.8%. So it's Sunday Session. It's just the beer you can drink pretty much all day.
Yeah, all day after work, with breakfast.
Right, during podcasting.
It's pouring good, man. This is good stuff.
We'll sip on this and we'll talk about our past week.
Yeah, man. So you got out this week, man. You went over to Salvage One, right down the street here.
Yeah, so right around the corner, Goose Island was doing their 312 green or 312 pale launch party. It's the new 312 in the green cans. And I think they're doing bottles, tall boy cans and little guy cans, regular cans.
312, the saga continues. So
they could go for 8-ounce 312 cans. You could like stick a few in your pockets.
Like those, you know, that was the coolest thing is the little, who did those? Coronas.
Yeah.
They called them Coronitas, and it was like an 8-ounce bottle. And it was so cool because, you know, you can take those bottles and then you put a little cap on them. And you turn them into salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, there you go. Nice. So, yeah, I could go, like, all the soft drinks started coming in, like, 8-10-ounce little ones. Let's do beer that way, too. And then, you know, you can just stick them in your bag a lot easier, too.
You can stick them in your bag, and then they never get warm. It's only 8 ounces.
Yeah.
You know, you're totally going to drink it before it gets warm.
And if you need to cool it down, it's going to cool down fast because, oh, my God, we are.
We're going on and on about this format.
But let's go back to the Salvage One party. This was kind of an open, free event. Basically, anyone that signed up, Maps and Atlases were playing, and then they had Goose Island was giving away free beer, and then there was food. There's supposed to be food. I saw one tray of food, and
people were getting busy on the food.
They mobbed it quickly.
Oh man!
But they were giving out cans of 312 pale, 312 wheat. I saw Sophie in the back room and Matilda as well. They also had Honkers on tap, I believe.
Now, we should mention this was on what Mayor Rahm Emanuel declared as 312 Day.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He did declare this day.
Yeah. So this was on 312. And yeah, this is the second member of the 312 family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Salvage One. For people who don't know about Salvage One, it's basically I want to say it's a furniture store, but it's also an event space, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a restoration antique kind of place. So they buy things and they repurpose them or restore them, and then they sell them. So you can go in there and buy things that they have. They're really expensive. And then they're also event space. So upstairs, they have a basically open space where you can do parties, weddings. I got married there.
You totally got married there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Maeve.
And then they have a third floor, which wasn't open for this event, but it's also like just more space, more stuff. Sometimes they do like art gallery things up there. it's an awesome space just to wander around with, sit in all the funky chairs, and you can take some really cool pictures there.
Yeah. I've been there once, and it was for a Hendrix, the gin event.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. I thought the backdrop was just perfect for that kind of thing. So, yeah, I hate I missed this one, man.
It was a good time. The line, it was cold that day, so the line to get there was pretty long, so waited in line for a little while. Overheard some girl saying, like, oh, I come to Salvage One all the time. I buy tons of stuff here. I call bullshit because you are not buying tons of stuff at Salvage One.
Yeah, because a lot of their stuff is for, like, you know, like bars, you know?
And yeah,
like...
or it's like a $4,000 chair. If you want, like, maybe like a $3 antique key. Like, sure, there's, like, buckets of that, but I call bullshit. She's not buying, like, all kinds of stuff at Salvage One.
Some people.
She's trying to impress her friend in line. It's like, whatever.
So how did you like the beer? Was it on tap at this thing, too? It was bottles and cans, mostly.
They had cans, mostly, for
okay.
that. They might have had it on tap, but I only had a can.
Okay.
So I had a can. I think it's better out of the can, because I did have it on tap at Cobra Lounge.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but I felt like... it almost was more flavorful out of the can, or I got more out of it out of the can. I only stuck around basically for that one beer and kind of wandered around for a bit. So I left before the band started.
Yeah.
I was hungry. I thought there was going to be food. I didn't really see food. And so said hi to a few people, and then I took off. But it looked like everyone was having a good time and just hanging out waiting for the band to start, really.
Yeah, Maps and Atlas is a local band.
Mm-hmm.
They did a show, not a show, they recorded a couple songs at the Goose Island Barrel Warehouse.
Oh, that's right. They shot a video there.
They did a Fever.
Uh-huh.
Fever there. I've seen that. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, I don't know much about their work, but from what I've seen, they look like a fun time.
Yeah, they're a good band. So if I might have stuck around, but, you know. I took off, had my beer, and left.
Yeah, I've had that beer. I had it once. You know, it just came out. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, most people we know probably aren't drinking 312 anymore, the original 312.
Right.
So, I mean, it's definitely more fun than that beer. It's definitely got a lot more hops in it, right?
Yeah.
And it's definitely, and it's a little bit, might be a little higher in alcohol.
Right. I think it'll be great once it warms up, summer day. I think drinking that beer will be fantastic. Right now, there's still snow on the ground and ice, and it's like, this isn't what I want at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's a good beer.
Yeah, and then they're, I believe this is the first new beer that they're launching in all 50 states.
Oh, cool.
This is their first national beer, is 312.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, kudos to those guys, man. They're making, sounds like a pretty solid pale ale. I enjoyed it. I had one pint. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're making it with three different hops. One of the hops is Mount Hood. And funny thing about Mount Hood is that it was discovered in 1988, which is the same year that Goose was founded.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. So that's pretty cool.
Is that why they went with it? Or, you know?
That's your useless information of the day.
What year was Mount Hood hop discovered? Oh, 1988.
That's a short list. That's all I got. So, yeah.
Nice. I think that was the only thing I made it to. I kind of stayed in on St. Patrick's Day, so I avoided that. I know it gets crazy. I did do the went down the south side for a party on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
But other than that, I didn't go to any bars or any events. How about you? Do you make it to anything this past week?
I didn't do too much, man. Went to Beguile on the Brew Bus.
Oh.
Saw your episode on Beguile. Very good.
The
Hopcast
episode.
Yeah, the Hopcast episode was nice, man. They were saying that because we took like a group that was doing a team building exercise there.
Okay.
And, you know, they had 1,000 questions. These guys were like, they were like sales guys.
Okay.
And they're like, well, how much does it cost to start something like this up? And the guy's like, yeah, you need at least $600,000.
Well,
yeah.
I think Kevin and Matt, they were accountants.
Yeah.
So they want numbers. They'll give you numbers.
Totally. Yeah. I thought their space was great. Like, and it's like very hidden right off. It's almost like it's on the end of a residential block, I think.
Right up there against the train. Kind of like almost like Metro is on the other side. Like,
yeah, it's very true. I like the fact that you can go 32 ounce, 64 ounce, and 2 liters on the growlers. You can get a 2 liter growler at this place.
Nice. Yeah, that new space like that just opened up the like tasting room. It's nice. Can hold a bunch of people, and when they can open up the garage door in the front in the summertime, it'll be really good.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Half Acre where Half Acre store is, where before the tap room,
yeah,
where you kind of just buy the beer, there. You get the, it's basically growler fills, and you can buy merch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's nice. I didn't do too much. I went to, I watched the river get dyed green. Not sure why I did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Lots of people.
Okay.
And then, so, you know, I'm like, you know, I went down to Rocket because I wanted to get a burger. I like the burger.
The downtown one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's like a...
Oh, is the other one still even open?
Yeah, because the other one focuses on burgers, the one by Wrigley.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've never been to that one.
No.
So this one was open at like 9 a.m. and they usually open like at 11.
Okay.
So they open at 9 a.m. So about 10 a.m. this place is packed. And, you know, the DJ's playing and then they're like... And they totally ran out of green beer, man. People were going nuts for like, you know, green-colored Bud Light.
Okay.
It was flying. I'm like, what is going on? It was like bizarro world for me. I'm at the bar, you know, Joanne. I got Irish coffee and then I'm waiting on my burger. And people are going nonstop getting this green beer. And it was a reminder of how, you know, how the masses are.
Right.
You know,
mainstream. How long do you think through until pale they start doing for green? They make that green. You think that's gonna happen?
I'm surprised they didn't do that this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely coming.
Yeah, they're trying to stay above that maybe a little bit.
Yeah, because you know, because I've seen some videos like, you know, of some places around town, like, you know, in that area, just north of like just north of the river, basically,
uh-huh.
where it becomes more about binge drinking than enjoying your beer, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it actually makes sense to stay above that.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll stick to our mini can idea. The green 312.
Green 312 will encourage you to like get it by the pitcher and then shoot the pitcher or skull it. As I heard that this weekend.
Skull it.
They were like, "Hurry up, let's get another one. Let's just skull it." And I'm like, "Oh, so that's what's going on."
Wow.
At 9 a.m. It was just funny, you know.
Right. I think I left the house around like 5 or 6 to run a couple errands, and I was like, "That's the time where everyone who started drinking early is already like." They're out cold.
Yeah.
And the people that want to drink late haven't started yet. I like thought about that when I was leaving the house. I was like, all right, I got to go between these hours.
Fun stuff, man. And then, so there was a lot of stuff that went on this week. Dark Lord Day tickets went on sale.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago Craft Beer Week, which is starts at May 15th. Their website went live.
Nice.
For everyone who wants to, you know, post their events or maybe download the app.
Uh-huh. I think VIP tickets for... Beer Under Glass are already up and probably sold out.
Yeah, probably. That's a great event.
Mm-hmm.
Beer Under Glass opens Chicago Craft Beer Week. The West Loop Beer Festival, which is kind of like a block party, basically.
Yeah.
That closes it.
Okay. Did you get any Dark Lord tickets?
I got a pair.
Oh, nice.
So I'm in Group E.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to run... Brewbus is not running that day. We're just going to run shuttles back and forth from the Beer Temple, Chris's place... From the Beer Temple to Dark Lord Day.
Oh, cool.
We'll run six there and six back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's one of those rare times where everything shuts down. You know, where it's like, there's 2 days a year that it completely shuts down.
The Brew Bus?
Yeah. Okay. It's one is Dark Lord Day. The other one, oddly enough, is like usually Belgian Fest, Goose Island Belgian Fest, and Kegs for Kids up at Hopleaf.
Mm-hmm.
Those are usually on a Sunday to end the summer.
Okay.
You know, and yeah, we do nothing. We just drink all day. No, yeah.
Very cool.
So,
well, yeah, let's get into some of the events that are happening this week. And we're going to go into the following week because there's going to be no episode.
Brad's taking
next
off,
week.
Man. Where you going, man?
I'm going to be in Ireland.
Oh, man.
Speaking of green beer.
Yeah, right?
But I'll be in Ireland next week, so we won't have a show. But I'll be drinking plenty of Guinness and Murphy's and, you know, whatever else I can find there.
Now, I've never been to Ireland, but I have heard people say that you haven't had a Guinness until you've had it from St. James Gate.
All right, I'll let you know.
That's what I hear. So.
I'll report back on that.
That sounds like fun, man. That's a real vacation right there. You're going to Ireland.
Yeah, it should be good.
That's good stuff.
Looking forward to it. Going with the wife and her sister's kids. Should be good. Fun family trip.
Right on, man. Right on.
Well, let's do it. So.
Oh, one more thing. Don't get drunk and miss your plane.
Okay.
That happens. It happens. I'm just saying. Don't do it.
Okay.
All right.
So March 19th is Tap the Town. I think we mentioned this last time, right?
Yeah, we mentioned this last week. This is the one out in in Geneva, right?
For Penrose.
Yeah, for Penrose, yeah. And
they just opened today that we're recording this, probably yesterday that you might be listening to this.
So. Right. So, yeah. So, kudos to those guys, man. I know they've been working for a long time. And, yeah, so Tap the Town is Penrose. They're basically their first 10 accounts. So, all through the neighborhood that they're in, they're going to go basically do like a pub crawl. Uh-huh. And there's two different routes. So, you can have one route with E. Hobbs. Or you can take the Tom Corder route. So those are the two founders of Penrose.
So you can't do all 10? Like, no. What if you wanted to do all 10?
If you want
to
do all 10, be sure to use the Metro like we talked about on the last episode. Because that'll get out of hand quick. Yeah. And that's cool because you get to see how everything's kind of condensed, you know, when mm-hmm. you go out there. You know, there's like a 3rd Street and then I think there's State Street. And all these businesses are basically, you know, they're walkable. It's a walkable space.
Yeah.
For a suburb, that's cool. You know,
and I'm not sure. I know the event, it had times on the event page, but I don't know if you were starting at Penrose or I could see them going back to Penrose like, hey, all right, everyone come back to our space now and check it out and have a beer.
After the show, man, it's the after party.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So, yeah. So that's going to be Wednesday. So that's Wednesday, the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the 20th, that's a big day. Like, what? Yeah. Three events we have?
Yeah, a lot going on that day. So Thursday, March 20th, is Fibs Gone Wild at Fishman's. So Fibs is it's a sour event. So Fibs is
You seem disappointed about that.
They're calling it... Well, Fibs stands for Funky Illinois Brewers.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the name of the event. I think... But the tap list looks pretty good, though. But yeah, so Fishman's, they do... They do an event called Tap This, basically every other Thursday. It's a beer and food truck pairing, and then they always have live music.
Right, okay.
And, you know, each one's got a theme. So this one is sours, and it's all Illinois sours, which is cool. So Distill, Goose, Lake Effect, Local Option, Transient down in St. Louis, and Two Brothers.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be a good time. That starts at 6 p.m. Beer, food truck pairing, Fishman's, 6 p.m. March 20th. That's a Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then over in Wicker Park at Emporium, I feel like we mention Emporium a lot.
We're there a lot.
They have a lot of events. This one sounds fun. At 8 o'clock on March 20th is Punky Brew Stars, Tap Anarchy, and Punk Show. So they're going to have 5 local breweries and then punk bands. So Half Acre, Revolution, 3 Floyds, Solemn Oath, and Pipeworks. I'm not sure if they're taking over the taps or just, like, bringing some awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have punk bands playing. They have that, like, second room that they built recently. It's been a while now. And they have a stage there, and so bands are going to play. I think they have, like, 4 or 5 bands that are going to play that night. And I think it's a free event. You just have to go there and drink. So you could go there and just listen to music and drop a couple quarters on some games.
Totally. Yeah, you're making me want to go there right now. And then, I've been there a lot, but I've never seen an actual show on the new stage.
Me either, yeah.
So that should be cool. Yeah, I saw some, I think they were doing like tattoos there the night of the Sailor, okay. the rum thing.
Right, and I feel like video games, punk rock, and beer, wow. That's done. Like a trifecta right
what
there.
What else
that's
do you need? Time. You're good.
And then also Thursday night, down the street at Bangers and Lace. Down the street, around the corner, and down another street. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a Fusion 19 tapping.
Yeah. So that's the beer from Lagunitas.
Okay.
So this beer, you know, it's pretty cool. Like the description doesn't really do the beer justice. So there's this Fusion 19 is a collaboration beer, and it's called Couch Trippin'. So basically, they're taking this van that's got all these couches in it. They're going around the country, and they're doing these shows, okay. Right? So then they made this beer to accompany the shows. So they're doing, like, a version of the beer for each city they're hitting.
So it's a different beer, different city.
Right. So they
is each Fusion, is it Fusion 20 would be the next city then?
No. So Fusion 19 is the project that includes all the cities they're hitting.
Okay, so
that is Fusion 19.
So someone else's Fusion 19 might not be my Fusion 19.
Exactly. So the Austin Fusion 19 is different from the Denver, Colorado one, for example. And I think we're going to post this video on Chicago Beer Pass Facebook page because it's a really cool video from Lagunitas. So they got all these artists in a room, and then they say, hey, we're going to have this base beer, but we're going to vaporize all these different hops. And then you taste the vaporized hop, and you decide which hop you want in your beer.
Okay.
You know? And then not only that, then they take the, okay, they take the hop, and the hop's going to be different from city to city, but then they also take a blend of beers that they already got in barrels. So the base beer is the same for everything, but the hops will be different, and what they blended will be different. So the artists get to choose. That's nuts, man. The artist gets to choose which hops are in it and which barrel it gets blended with.
Okay.
But the base beer is the same.
So do you think anyone's hardcore enough to like travel around with them, like fish style, and like go to all the cities and follow the couch bus?
And go couch tripping with Lagunitas, yeah. Man. It, I would love to be along for that ride.
I feel like it fits in with their image.
It, totally.
So I feel like there's a group of people, maybe like a couple carloads of people.
That'd be a wild ride, man.
That would be nuts, yeah.
That would be wild. Yeah. So they're doing this event like in a couple places around town, but yeah, you're right. It's gonna be at Bangers and Lace next week.
Right, on the 20th.
Yeah.
Check that out, and then head over for some punk rock at Emporium. Or go over to Fishman's for Fibs.
Yeah. Big day. Big day next Thursday. Whew. So, nothing this weekend. When are you leaving for Ireland? You leaving?
Well, no. I leave Thursday, so I'm going to miss these awesome events right in my neighborhood.
Okay.
But we do have Saturday, the Chicago Beer Festival.
Oh, yeah. This is the one at Union Station.
Yeah. And you've gone to this in the past, right?
Yeah. So, it's Eat, Drink, and Play is the name of the group. Mm-hmm. And they're from the West Coast. I want to say like California, San Francisco or LA.
Okay.
One of those towns. And yeah, they kind of planted their flag at Union Station. This is like the fourth or fifth.
Yeah, I feel like they almost do it twice a year.
Yeah.
At this point, there's like a spring one and like a fall one.
Yeah, it's a huge party, man. It brings in a lot of the ones I went to. I knew people that I worked with in the suburbs. And you get a lot of people who are kind of, you can kind of see they're new to the craft beer scene. It gives them a chance, some to identify with, like, oh, yeah, I want to try that. Or, oh, I don't know anything about the breweries in town. Why don't I go check them out at this event?
Okay.
You know, so it does a nice job of, like, we wrote a story about them on Chicago Beer Geeks, and he gave me a critique about it.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, the guy who puts on this event, he's like, yeah, you called us cute for an ugly girl. Is what he said. And I was like, he read the story. I was excited that he read the story.
Yeah.
But he was, I was trying to pay him a compliment. I was saying, hey, you know, because you got, I think you had like Sapporo and Heineken and all this other shit. But then you also had big brewers like Bell's and Lagunitas, and they were next to really small breweries.
Yeah.
You know, like your Pipeworks and, you know, or even your Oscar Blues, which is a big brewery. But, you know, guys like Ale Syndicate and Five Rabbit are on the same stage with these big macro brands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a chance for people who don't know anything about those beers but know about the stuff you see commercials for to try the local stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's the point I was trying to make. So I thought, you know, but he disagreed with me, but I thought I was trying to pay him a compliment. But yeah,
so that's funny.
That's my
I almost used some of those events to try some of the macro brands. I play the total opposite when I go to those festivals. Like, I've had all these small guys, like, I'm not going to buy this other beer from these guys. Let's try this, like...
Let's try it. Like, oh, like...
Random berry something or another.
Exactly. Like, oh, Bex is using... Bex has a beer called Sapphire. Oh, they're using Sapphire hops? Well, let's see what Bex did with this Sapphire hop. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, like, this is probably the only place you'd try it.
Right. And then other people, it's like, maybe these beers, like, $10, $15 for a six-pack is a bit much, so it gives you a chance to try some of that stuff that... You're not going to buy because you like this other beer.
It's a good point. Yeah, it's you don't have to commit to a six-pack. You go to this thing, you pay, you know, 30, 40 bucks or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the music's pumping. It's Saturday night. Uh-huh. And you get to experiment. And then if you don't like the experiment, you just go back to the beers that you like. Yeah. Everybody wins.
Mm-hmm. And so I think there's two sessions. It's from, like, 1 to 9. I think it's, like, probably, like, a 1 to 4 and a 5 to 9 or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
So check that out. Grab some tickets. Bring some friends and... Drink at Union Station.
Yeah, the Great Hall.
So if you're from the suburbs, too, you could just train it to Union Station, drink, and get on the train and go home. Done.
You're welcome.
You don't even have to, like, enter into the city.
Very true. So that's Saturday.
Yeah. Then next week, a couple events on Tuesday. One of them, Buddy Kent from BeerFX is putting on.
Yeah, so BeerFX is doing an event at a space called Ward 1 Events. So it's basically the Chop Shop over there. They got that event party space in the back. They do the Dose Market there every other Sunday.
Okay.
And they're doing it's a great party space. You know, nice. We can fit maybe like 300 people back there or something like that. Cool. So they're doing a tribute to Michael Jackson, the Beer Hunter. Mm-hmm. So basically, this is going to be a roundtable discussion and samples of beers, and then after that, they're going to show the movie.
Cool.
So there's I don't know who's behind the Beer Hunter in the movie, but I'm interested in seeing that, so I'm probably going to go to this.
Yeah, I if I was in town, I probably would go because I also wanted to see the Chop Shop and eat there because they might be able to get food or possibly at the same time this is going on, but maybe not.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see the space because I haven't even made it over there yet, and it's in the West Town Wicker Park.
It's right, yeah, it's right there, you know, right off basically like North Ave and Damon, that whole intersection right there.
Yeah.
It's right there. Yeah, for those of you guys who don't know Michael Jackson, real quick, he was the first guy. He's a very influential guy. They called him the Beer Hunter. That was his nickname. He's written tons of books, and then he also was the first guy to really put beer in style categories, you know, and really appreciate beer the way other people appreciated, you know, scotch and wine. And he created that lane for craft beer. Cool. Really, really, really gave a sense of appreciation to it, which wasn't seen to that level before him. So, yeah.
Nice. And then also on Tuesday, you had something else, right?
So Tuesday also is an event called Talking Baseball. So this is an event at Jerry's in Wicker Park. So Talking Baseball is a conversation between Josh Knowles at the Tribune. He's interviewing Larry Bell from Bell's Brewery. So apparently there's a book on the Cubs coming out. It's like a history of the Chicago Cubs. And I guess Larry and Josh are big Cubs fans, maybe.
Okay.
And they're going to have a conversation about the book at Jerry's. And Oberon 2014 is going to be released there.
Man, these are some two serious events, I feel like, on Tuesday. They're not like Tap Takeover, Beer Fest. They're like,
right.
Hey, here's this very interesting movie, and here's this very interesting book we want to talk about.
Right. And that's the beauty of, like, you know, and then shows like this capture those kind of events, which is really cool. And it's important, too, yeah, because there's tons of stuff going on. But, yeah, these actually seem like really interesting events, man, especially both of these. The baseball event and the Beer Hunter event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I guess the final thing we're going to mention this month is at Headquarters. It's a Firkenfest, right? Is that the title of it?
Firkenfest 2014.
Yeah. Okay. And first off, it's going to be great because Nick and I, as well as Ken and a couple other people, we're judging these beers.
We're totally going to judge these beers. We're going to drink them all. And then we're going to drink them all again just to make sure.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna judge. Yeah.
So this is at Headquarters. Headquarters, it's like Emporium, but they kind of focus on like canned beers too in the front, and they have some drafts in the back. All the games are usually free, and I'm interested to see how they do a beer fest.
Yeah, here. I've only been there once or twice. Never been for a beer event. I think it's cool that all their games are free. I'm not sure how they pull that off, that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, but yeah, the games are totally free.
They're charging me more for beer. I know it.
He's like, the wool's not over my eyes. I know what you guys are doing. Yeah, so I'm excited about that one because really the only big Firkin event is, Nye Live and Nails.
Yeah.
So to have another event is going to be a good time. So yeah, it's a Firkin event at an arcade. The cost is $40 for that event. There's a VIP session for $60. And then these guys have games for days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge space.
So what time does that kick off?
That's going to kick off at 1 p.m. That's on Sunday, March 30th.
Whew. All right, it should be a good afternoon for us. We gotta get there early, I think, to judge these beers, don't we? Oh, yikes. We'll have to go over to DMK for some food afterwards.
We judge,
go to DMK, and then we'll come back and drink some more and play some games.
I like your style, Brad.
That's the day after I come back, too.
Oh, man, we got to do it. And you got to tell us about Ireland, man. We got to do it that way.
Whew. I think that's going to wrap up this week's episode. Sorry, we're gone next week. But if you want to get a hold of us, Nick, how can people get in touch?
Hey, I'm Nicosio on Twitter. Oh, I've got one more thing. Oh. So I met this lady on the Chicago Brew Bus, and I told her about the podcast. She listened to the podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Her name's Mary. And so she said there are 29-year-old single girls watching this show, listening to this show. There's 29-year-old single girls listening to this show like wildfire, she says.
Wow.
That's all I got.
I'm married. So, well, if you want to get a hold of me, you can get me up on Twitter at brad. If you want to get in touch with Chicago Beer Pass, we're Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter. We have a Facebook page. We'll be posting some more events because stuff always comes up and we're going to be gone. So if we see something, we'll put it up there. So like us up there and follow that. And then the shows, chicagobeerpass.com. So episodes are there if you want to listen to them. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and give us a review. We love it. And that'll do it for episode number 23.
Until next time, guys. Cheers.